Welcome to Creating Cash Flow for September 24th, 2023. I'm Christine Aller. I run the show. No, just kidding. I do kind of. Karen Eileen, you're
hey,
up. You're a
hey.
Cash Flow Tiger. Were you going to say, what were you going to say?
I was just going to say, hey, and howdy do. That's it.
Okay. Howdy do. I do good. I do good. I loved your question today. This is a really good thing to talk about.
Great.
So your victories, you have been referred around for some social media work, and you're enjoying actually creating the reels and motivated to do some for yourself. That's awesome. You lost out on the speaking gig that we were talking about last time, but not because you didn't have the right footage. It was because the segment was cut from the program and the client shared that they liked what you were offering. So that is a huge mindset win, especially after reframing it. And the fact that, you know, so it wasn't like, oh, you don't have the right footage. So it's so fun to know that you could get cut for other reasons.
Oh, God. Yeah, it was good.
And you're taking advantage of some of the great free resources from the Entertainment Fund, including a free 8-week mindfulness meditation course. Awesome. Yeah. And you're really taking the time to kind of deep dive into what kind of artist it would bring you the most joy to be in this world. That's super important. So yeah, good stuff. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yes.
Sorry about the job thing. It's, you know, it's, it drops in your lap and then it goes away. I've had so many things where it's like, oh yeah, okay, bye. I know
that. It was just really good. I mean, because as you know, I talked through it with you, I literally worked myself into a crazy lather over not having this thing. So just to be reminded that it's me either hiring my essence, and the person who's like, we won't even talk to you without the reel, is not currently my client. I have to let it go. So it's good.
So here's question number one. Some clarity and strategy in thinking about doing trades, barters. Do we barter in the structure of cash, or do we barter in the structure of hour for an hour? And the answer to that is, it depends. In the cash flow program, I definitely state my bias towards one, but you're presenting some scenarios here where it's good for us to like parse it a little bit more. So, section one, you're in a creative class with an instructor that normally would cost $45 a session. It meets once a week. That's $180 a month.
Right.
It feeds your artist's soul. You really feel important to be there. And the instructor is allowing you to pay $5 a week temporarily while you're getting your cash up and running.
Yeah.
And in addition, when they need it, you offer them voiceover coaching.
Mm-hmm.
That's rather infrequent. They're not asking you to do that all the time, but you're happy to offer it as an offset to the $160 discount that they're giving you.
Yeah.
That's great. So that's there. Now, you've also been doing social media reels for a client at $75 per reel, up to about 4 per month.
Yeah.
And that client is so happy with your work that they have referred you to do social media and reels for the instructor of this course that's giving you the $5 a week.
Yes.
So that instructor and you met today, and they would like you to help them with their social media. What exactly I would do, I think, is up. You're writing this. So what you're saying, what exactly I would do is up to me to propose, since they don't do anything.
Yeah.
They have several yet in their social. They have several courses and books and audiobooks that people would like. And you're wondering, like, okay, so what should my proposal to them be? But I'm skipping to the very last paragraph you wrote here.
Yeah.
Their words to me on the call today were, oh, we can just jump right in, like, send me your acting footage and I'll do. Oh, I'm sorry.
That's the other piece. Yeah.
Let me do this other piece.
There's so many. So I'm happy to chew on it because it feels like a constellation.
Yes. I really like the point you made in your third paragraph, which is why I'd wanted to jump there, but okay. I see that we need all the details. Okay. So you're getting $160 a month discount on that class. So yes. You're like, okay, what do I do? Do I offer like two reels per month, which would be a value of $150 that you would then charge them, and that would kind of offset.
Mm-hmm.
But then what happens if they want more than that? Do you then charge them for your time? Like, how does that work? And then this instructor is also very good at editing actor demo reels and bios, and you actually need that kind of help too. So do you do like a full trade where it's like, what do I do? Hour for hour, dollar for dollar? Am I doing like four reels for them each month, which pays for the class, but then also gets their help with my bio and my reels? And like, so you have a skill set they need. They have a skill set that you need.
Yeah.
And how do you propose this?
And I'm getting $160 a month scholarship. So that's the third already. Thing. It's not a straight trade because, no. Yeah.
That has to be factored in to whatever you do.
Yeah.
So their words to you on the call today were, oh, we can just jump right in with this whole thing. Just send me all your acting footage. Let's go. I can do that for you. You can do this for me.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the part that I put a little gold star by.
Oh, yay.
You wrote, I'm hesitant because having the arrangement be fuzzy or unclear gives me pretty wild anxiety. And logically, I think is unwise. Mm-hmm. I feel like I have free rein to suggest whatever parameters of this agreement is and then have them counter and have us negotiate. But just help me with what the deal should be. But I am so, so happy for everybody to hear that she was like, I don't want to start this because it feels fuzzy. And I'm like, yes, if I've gotten nothing else across, it's like, yes, business must be done with clarity, especially when this is a complex business deal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So let's see. Now, normally, as I state in the cash flow course, my ideal barter recommendation is always on time.
I remember that.
Worked. Yeah. Mm-hmm. An hour worked for me, an hour work for you. Because mm-hmm. if someone has a $400 program and you do services that are like $30 an hour, you're going to be doing lots of hours for them where they're just sort of giving you the course or.
Yeah.
And that breeds resentment, usually.
Mm-hmm.
Just halfway through, you're like, I am working so much more for this.
Mm-hmm.
So it's much better to enter into arrangements where it's like, I need what you have, you need what I have. So let's just do a pure exchange based on time. It feels so much more fair. And that's really it. The other arrangement feels or can feel unfair.
Mm.
It's logical, but it doesn't feel right usually.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But if two people are mature enough to like and really want what the other people have and decide to do a barter arrangement on money, that can totally work.
Okay.
It just that's the more rare situation.
Oh, interesting.
So I'm like, okay. It's hard to find that. It's much better to just do it based on time.
Wow. Okay. Okay,
so that's just my usual basic advice on this. But let's look at this. Okay. So what have they expressed to you in terms of what they want for their social media? They want more than two reels a month? Like
they know absolutely nothing. They're starting at zero.
Okay.
The first question to me was, you've been referred to me. I don't know anything about this. Why do I need social media? It was that kind of conversation.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, well.
And did you pursue like,
yeah, I was like,
you at the end of the conversation,
they were like, that's great. As long as you like to do it. Basically they were like, I want everything you can do for me. And I was like, awesome. Let's marinate on it. And they're like, oh, and he, she, they were like, let's just jump right in. And
Okay.
I was like, and I was like, I'll talk to you later. I was like,
Good.
I was like, I need to talk to Christine, 'cause,
Good for
and
you.
the other factor is the course, the artist course that I love so much, it's 3 hours each time. So if we're going to do hours, it's 12 hours a month that I'm getting from them. And the dollar amount is 160, the scholarship. So I don't know how to meld all of that.
Yeah. Well, in that case, it would work better for you to barter in terms of money.
I thought so. That was my
Yeah,
feeling.
because you'd, I mean, I'm not saying you can't do things that work in your favor. You always make proposals that work in your favor and then see what the other person thinks. So I think I would split this into two projects. The first thing I'd articulate with them is like, look, just to keep this clean, I think we should split this and think of it as two separate things. At baseline, it would help you if you had two reels up a month on social media. That's more than you have now. It cannot hurt. It can only help. So let's make one of our trades that I will do two reels for you every month and continue to pay you $5 a week for the class for as long as I'm in the class.
So that's sort of like the
That's,
class
yes,
exchange, dollars
I
and time.
can now give you this back so that you're getting value out of me being a scholarship student. Now, do you owe her for, is it the deal you can pay $5 a week, but you have to pay me back for the months that you've been in?
No, it's a gift.
No. Okay, great. So you can say, this makes me feel good going forward. For as long as I'm in your class, I will give you two reels a month. So see if she agrees to that. Then project two is like, okay, now let's look at what I want from you and what else I can give you. So does she have a price that you, she's like, here's my bio and reel package thing.
No, she does this 'cause she likes to do it for people, and I think sometimes she does it for free. I did not ask if she has a rate, because that's not her main gig. She does that 'cause she's good at it and she likes it.
And then, so then this is going to be hours for hours.
And they're gonna be editing my stuff, and what am I giving them in this second piece?
I don't know what else that
So here's the
you're
thing,
on
like
social media.
I have one personal experience in social media. Like back when I was on a TV show, I hired a social media person. This is going back a decade. And my memory is it was $200 a month. And what they did for that was they grew my social media presence. I don't know how to do that. I'm not that skilled yet. I'm like, I could suggest taking over. They've got three platforms. I'm like, I could do a post a week for you. And do I want to answer the comments? I mean, this is such new territory for me, Christine. I'm like, I'm not even sure what to propose.
Right. So I think, okay. I actually think there's three parts to this negotiation. The first part is the two reels for the class plus $5 a week. The second part is however many hours it takes for her to deliver to you the reel and the bio that you like and want. So it's probably editing and she has to look at the footage and then there's a revision when you're like, ooh, can you do this and this? So that's going to be, let's just pretend 10 hours.
At least,
So she's going to bank that many hours with you. Don't even talk about money. It's just hours. However long it takes you to do that project,
Yeah.
you will have that time in the bank with me.
Yeah.
So let's just say it's 10 hours. So that project gets her 10 hours.
Yeah.
Then it's, what would you like me to do on an ongoing basis for you on social media? A post a week across your three platforms, plus answering comments.
Mm-hmm.
Anything you do is going to be more than she's doing now.
Correct.
So,
that's right. Yeah.
And she has like courses that you can market for her. And
yeah.
So you just get a little plan of, you ask her, like, what do you want your audience to be aware of about your business? What would you like to share with them about your philosophy? You know, do you want to do personal pictures or do you not? Do you want like quotes? Like, what do you want to share? Do you need, are you good?
I just need one moment. My mama is right here. I need 15.
Okay. We are pausing just for a minute. Do, 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 do.
Okay, gotcha. Okay.
So, and you guys don't have to do like the social media plan forever. I think it should be like, let's look at the next three. Let's look at from now till the end of the year. October, November, December. One
last quarter
of the year.
Great.
If I post, you know, once a week across three platforms, what would you like me to post about?
Talk about.
So get that in place.
Mm-hmm.
And then you say, okay, I'm going to do that. And when the 10 hours or however many hours it takes for her to do, when those run out,
yeah,
then if you would like me to continue, I'll continue at this rate per hour.
Okay. Got it. Okay.
And she might be like, I totally want you to do like four posts a week, blah, 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 blah. She might want it to be bigger if she has a bigger budget. And then you're like, great. I'm going to work. My proposed rate is this much per hour.
Mm-hmm.
However many hours it takes for you to do this project will just be factored in. And I'll take all of those off the bill.
Got it.
Which means you can start doing her social media. And she can start working, and you just kind of, if she's, you can keep asking each other, like, if you'd bill at the end of the month or every 2 weeks, you can just be like, I worked 5 hours on this. And she's like, I worked 3 hours. And you can be like, okay,
great.
You just want me to keep going, or you want to pay for that? Like, you know, if you trust her, you don't have to.
Yes. Yes, but, I do. Yeah.
Yeah. So you can just be like, we can just look at the end of each month. Cause when do you want, cause that's the other thing. When is she going to give you your stuff? She can't make this project just go on forever. She has to be like, I can deliver you the bio and the reel finalized with all revisions by the end of October.
She was ready. She was like, send me all your stuff. She's like, I'll probably throw together like a comedy reel and see what you think. And I'm like, wow, this is so happening very fast. So,
you work on that. You work on that. Keep track of your hours.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that will offset whatever hours I work in October. Delivering what you want aside from those two reels that you're automatically getting.
Yeah.
And then at the end of October, we'll just compare the hours. If I've worked more, then I'll bill you for that.
Mm-hmm.
And if I work less than what you've worked, then those just kind of continue on for November until I start to just, until those banked hours run out.
Run out. And it, you said, is there a third piece? Because you said maybe
That's
there was
the
a third. Oh, that's
well,
a third piece.
It's sort of like the free hours that she's banking.
Mm-hmm.
That's sort of like its own little thing.
The banked hours. Okay, got
and
it.
And then there's the hourly rate you're charging.
Oh, the third part is the hourly rate.
It's sort of like
that.
You're going to do some free hours.
Yes.
And trade for the work she's doing. And then it's going to switch to you getting paid. But do you see how all of that is separate from the class?
Yes. And I may bring this back because I'm going to propose all this because it sounds amazing. And they might be like, oh, no, I don't like that, or I don't want that. Like, I'm going to say, this is what I'd like to do. They're very strong-willed humans, so they might be like, I don't like that, or I think that. So I don't know what the response is going
And then you come back and you talk
to
more. And you,
be. Okay.
like, what do you think their objection is going to be?
In the beginning, I was doing a lot more voiceover stuff with them, and because it was, I was doing th 3 hours of class, and obviously I'm not working with her for 3 hours the whole time I'm in class. You know, maybe I work 30 minutes or 40 minutes, whatever, and I'm in the class for 3 hours. But in exchange for that, they were like, well, you're in class for 3 hours, so I want two voiceover sessions for every 3 hour class. And so that's what we were doing. But in terms of a dollar amount,
This the class isn't the cl you have already had an arrangement for the class. So what you could do is separate the social media from the class entirely, because the arrangement you have for the class now is you can have voiceover sessions with me kind of whenever you want.
Whenever you want,
And I'll pay you $5 a week.
And they were like, well, maybe you can do social media for me to offset the scholarship I'm
Okay,
giving
but
you.
this is no. Okay, this is really, I'm glad you asked this.
It's true. It makes me feel crazy.
Right, because, and this is for everybody, bartering should be done rarely and only when person wants the stuff from the other person. Somebody can't be like, I'll give you plant watering. You're like, I don't need you to water my plant. Like, so I would recommend that you do this a different way. Don't offer the reels for the class. What you already have an arrangement for the class.
We
You are
do,
like,
but she doesn't like
oh,
it.
I
She
could do two reels because that's the money for the class, but you already have a barter arrangement, which is free voiceover lessons.
But it's rare. So they're feel I can
That's
tell
rare.
that they're
They're
okay.
feeling
They're
what?
feeling I mean, this is my word, they're feeling a little gypped because they don't need so many voiceover things anymore. So I'm in class every week.
Okay.
Once every month or 2 months, we'll have a session. So they're like, oh, this is I'm giving
Okay, so
away.
they're not
They're not
feeling
feeling like it's even, which I totally get.
okay. Then why don't you just say, let's just take the voiceover lessons off the table. I mean, if you want one rare, at a rare time, I'm happy to do it because they've been giving you a discount for months. So
They
it's like,
have.
yeah, that's fine. Just like whenever. So put the two reels instead.
So class is 180, and the two reels would be, I mean, I haven't told them what my rate is, but two reels for being in
His
class would
is
probably be
150.
150 versus 180. Do you know what I mean? Like, so it's close.
But then you can do a free voiceover whenever they need it, like a free
Gotcha.
voiceover
Okay.
clip. Like you just say, you don't seem to need these very much. I'm here for you whenever you do, but let me add these to the mix so you really feel like you're getting something.
Okay. I got that.
Yeah.
Okay. I
Okay.
got that.
Okay, great. So then, over here with the social media, it's its own deal. You're doing it hourly, not you're doing with hours. However many hours you work on my project, I will work those many hours. If you want me to do more for you than those two reels that you're getting in class, then this is what you pay me. Now,
And then,
here's the thing where you want to be clear, because there could be a scenario where she's like, oh, well, if I'm paying you each month for this social media stuff, then you should just be paying me for classes.
Exactly right. And that was my thought. So, and I'm thinking like, well, if they're going to be paying me, I should be paying, taking that money and just giving it right back to them for class. So, and it's a
And
legitimate argument. So,
it's a legitimate argument. Well,
yeah.
I'm going to say something about that. But
All right. Okay.
if it came to the point where you're like, of course, I should, now that I'm making money, I can pay you. But what you want to do is have them pay you for social media and then you pay them for class. That's what I want everyone to hear. Money needs to be exchanged cleanly for each thing. So it's not like, well, I owe you 130 for the social this month and it's 100 for the class. It's like, great, you pay me for the social, even if I have to turn around and give you that exact money back, because that keeps their tax and ledger and accounting very clean. It keeps your accounting very clean. The IRS sees that money has been exchanged. Like, that's the way you do it. You don't keep this weird ongoing tab where people can then be like, oh, I thought it was 4 hours. No, mine thinks that it was 5. Like, no, that's where it gets resentful. And this is where bartering gets really messy. And okay, so that is the point I wanted to make. You have.
I'm not understanding where the them doing my acting reels comes in. Is that not in the mix yet?
No.
No. Okay.
I wanted to make the general point for everyone
I
listening
see. I got you.
that, like, if they owe you money, but you are going to pay for something that they're doing, make two payments. They pay you first, and then you turn around and pay the money back so
Okay.
that everyone is super fucking clear on the accounting.
Oh,
I've been in
such a
so many
mess.
situations where one person's like, oh, no, you owe me 3 hours, or no, I only thought, oh, no.
It's a mess. And
Okay.
they have it set. I mean, they're working. So now they've got it like classes come in chunks of 10 and it's an auto pay and you have to sign up for the auto pay. And then if they cancel class, they refund you. It's a big ball of snakes.
Okay. So this is another thing, Karen Eileen, is that you have a little window on, oh, that's how they do their business, and it's kind of messy. So I
Don't
want
like
to
it.
make sure I don't get into a big mess because they're a little messy or complicated. It's not really messy, it's just complex.
Yes, that's a nicer word.
So you have to ask yourself, is this actually going to work? Because if you have a deal over here, because right now you have a deal where you can get this class if you just give them 2 reels a month.
I mean, if they accept that, I haven't proposed it. I like that a lot, actually. 2 reels a month
But if
for
they
classes.
start paying you money for social media work, they're going to be like, well, your cash flow's improved. So instead of paying your whatever bill, I want you to start paying for classes. That could happen.
Okay.
But what that is, though, this is for everybody listening, that is somebody else taking their nose and putting it in your business.
Oh.
They don't get to, they don't, they can take away you as a scholarship client.
Yeah.
And you can drop their class.
I was willing to drop a class. It would have made me sad. And they were like, no, please stay in class. And here's what
Okay,
I'm going to offer you.
well, but you have to keep this very clean and very clear. So you can keep the class going with them with the 2 reels a month.
Got it.
And then everything else needs to be negotiated over here. So before they start work on your actor reel and your actor bio, they have to sign off on not only, okay, so however many hours you work, I will do those many hours for your social media. And then this is my rate to continue beyond those hours. And if they come back with, oh, but you know what, we've just given you like 4 months of all of this, too messy. It's done. It's a dead deal. And you go, you know what? Right. It's a little sticky. It's a little messy. I'd rather continue cleanly with you. So let me refer you to somebody else who can do your social. It's either has to be crisp and clean and simple, or it will not work. I fucking guarantee it.
I believe you.
And you will ruin the relationship.
I want to preserve the relationship. That would be very nice.
But they have to want that as well.
Yeah.
It can't, that's the other thing for everybody to hear. It can't just be like, well, I want to preserve the relationship, so I'm just going to like, da, da, da. It's like, no, both people have to want to preserve the relationship first and foremost for the relationship to be preserved in a barter deal.
Yes.
Both people. Because if both people really want to preserve the relationship, then both people will step away from it. If it's like, whoa, this is getting too, instead of one person being like, I wanted the thing and then you owe me. They made their deal with you for the past couple months. They can't bring that forward. They did that. That was their business choice. You didn't do it. It was a lovely
No,
gift.
I was willing to walk away, which was would have made me sad because, like I said, this really feeds me this this creative village. So, I wow, anxiety, just anxiety. I'm feeling anxiety, and it's really helpful for me to hear from you that this is a complex little baby right here. Okay, and a little letter of agreement, or is he spelling it out
Oh,
in an
yes. Yeah, you need
okay.
another conversation. You need to come back to them with a proposal.
Okay.
Here's the class. But that is separate from this. But for you to do my actor reel and bio, I'm assuming it'll be around, you know, however many,
how many
like, tell
hours?
me
10
how many
hours, 20
hours.
hours, whatever.
And then I'm willing to give that to you. But there has to be an end time. They can't just be like, I'm still working on it. I'm still working on it. So you still,
Oh, I see.
like, it has to be like, I need that by October or whatever,
Right.
or November 12th, like whatever. It has
Okay.
it needs to be an end date because
Okay.
they can work on that forever. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I hadn't thought about that, but yeah, I just assumed they would like just do it really quickly. I don't know why I'm assuming anything, but yeah. Okay.
Never. Yeah, no.
Never.
So,
And a letter like spelled out or an email, like just what's the.
In an email, I think you can come back and go, so here's my thoughts on this.
Great.
How does that look for you? Then
Okay.
they come back over email, and this is a paper trail. So they go,
Gotcha.
this is what I want. And if they don't come back by email and they send you a voice note or whatever, you write it down in an email. Okay, so what I heard you say is your counteroffer is this. It
that's
all,
great.
you can read it in
So I
writing.
can have it.
And they can read it in writing, and you guys go
Okay.
back and forth and back
All
and forth
right.
until the terms are solidified. And then when
Oh.
all the points are agreed upon, then you write an official letter, like, here's my little one-page PDF agreement, or 2 pages and whatever. Here's the terms. We're going to do this. We're going to do this. The reel will be done by this date. You'll da, 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 da.
Okay. I don't know if this is what this is, but it feels like some high level adulting shit going on here. This feels like what this is. So,
It's just business. You
oh,
can do it. It's not
I can't,
above
yeah.
your anxiety level, does not mean this is something you can't do.
No, it's just new, like completely new to me. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I'm so proud. Every single month you come back with a new scenario in which you are going to need to grow your business muscles, but then you go back and you do it.
Okay.
That's great.
Okay.
Exactly what all of us are doing. We're all sweating and then doing, and then sweating some more, and then doing some more.
Yeah, that's what's
That's
happening.
it. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I'm so fascinated to see how this turns out.
Me too. I'd
You
like
go
it to work out. I would.
You go slow. You go one step at a time.
Okay.
Always with clarity. And if
Okay.
you don't have clarity, you just ask again. Let me just go slow.
Okay.
Until you're absolutely, and then everybody signs the agreement, and then you start.
Okay. Okay. That feels super doable, like little baby steps. I can do that.
Nice.
Thank you.
Good
Very
job.
much. Thank you.
Good job. Now, you had another money
It's small.
mindset.
Yeah,
Okay.
it's tiny.
What is it? You tell me.
I just need a teeny little Christine pep talk, which I feel like I'm kind of getting anyway. It's mostly been all work and no play. And I've been grumpy and cranky and tired and crying more than I'd like to. And I'm looking for the bandwidth to do something fun or to find the people or the, And I'm not having it. I'm still working enough that it's all work and self-care. That's the whole pizza pie at the moment. And today is a peaceful day, but some days are really crunchy and rough because I'm tired and cranky and lonely because I'm mostly just doing work. And I don't know what
So
to do about that other than bring it.
what would feel juicy and fun to you? What are you like, oh, I want this, or I want what?
I mean,
So
it's
refreshing.
a longer term goal, but I need friends on the ground here to just grab a coffee with or go to a movie with, for goodness sake. That's what I'm seeking. And I need the bandwidth to go to the groups to meet the people to have the people to do. So I'm at zero. So everybody that I want to do that with is far away. And so I had a watch party with a friend the other night. It was really fun. Enjoyed that, and still like I don't see like human beings, which is needs to change. So yeah.
Okay, so do you know the groups that you would go to yet to meet the people?
No, I'm looking for them on Meetup, and I'm still like there's so many things online that I haven't really there's in this I'm in a little teeny town.
So
There
in your
has to be
teeny,
something.
teeny, teeny town,
Yeah.
what does the library have?
The library has yoga, which I go to once a week. Yay, I'm around other human beings. They have another sort of exercise class, I suppose, that I could try that might work like at the time slot. That's about it. They have things that are online. They have Spanish classes and stuff, but those are online.
And when you go to the yoga class, have you identified anybody that seems cool?
I look around the room a lot and say, "Oh, that's an interesting person." So, I'm sure I could go up to somebody and say hello.
Hi, I'm new in town. I just wanted to say hi. I really like your mat. Oh, thanks.
Okay.
You could also go to the teacher and say,
Yes.
I'm just new. Nobody knows. And now you've been here for a while. Just
Okay.
I'm new, and I'm. Do you know any of these women? Like, who's like nice and who? If I was going to ask somebody out for coffee, she might
Yeah.
go. I'll go with you. Like,
Okay.
you might also
Okay.
go. Oh, Joni's also new.
Okay. All right. Okay. I
Cat.
can. I
Oh,
can.
Joni
I
has a cat.
could start there for sure.
It's going to take that kind of weird awkwardness. As adults, it's harder to make friends. It's harder to just be like, I need to talk to somebody. So it's great that you're going to yoga class and doing the thing it with people, but then you have to use that opportunity to then move from the yoga class with somebody to a conversation.
Okay. Yep. I'm hearing you. That's
So
the big girl panties. That's yeah.
what does the coffee shop have? Is there like trivia night somewhere in town? Like,
I don't think so. I could certainly explore that. I don't think there's any kind of event. There's like Starbucks. There's a couple of Starbucks in town, but I don't think they host any kind of events or anything. But I could look.
is there a
Yeah.
local coffee shop or a local like bar?
No, but there's lots of little local restaurants, and I certainly could somebody want I was in Toastmasters. I haven't done that in a while, but I could rejoin Toastmasters. There's nice people there.
Is there a group here in your
There is
town?
a group. There is a group in my town, and I could rejoin
Why don't
and
you
go.
just join there and see if there's anybody cool? The idea isn't to do Toastmasters. You don't even have to do the work. Go and meet the people and then pull one out that looks cool and interesting. Have coffee with them and see if they're cool and interesting. And if
Okay.
not, you pull somebody else out and do the same thing and then quit Toastmasters once you've made a friend. You don't have to do the thing. You're not there to do Toastmasters. You're there to meet people. That's what I would do. I would go to and put off having to do anything.
Okay. Like no pressure to like
And
do the stuff. Okay.
then just try to see if anybody was up for having a cup of coffee.
Anything. Okay.
Or
All right. That feels
walk. Walk is
like
free.
it's free.
Do walking,
It's
don't instead of coffee.
yes, walking is good. I
Have
like
somebody
walking.
out for coffee. I don't drink coffee, so when I go out for coffee,
Or
I just
tea. I
don't
don't
drink
care.
anything.
Juice.
I just
Yeah.
don't drink anything
It's
or
just the
water.
social. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, you just say, like, oh, I'm off caffeine for a minute,
Yeah.
And then don't, so you don't have to buy anything. Like, don't put the obstacle of, oh, it's cost money to go. I
Got
mean,
it.
if that's the obstacle.
No, yeah, it's like I don't, yes, understood. That helps
Like,
me.
whatever's cheap on the menu, or water, or don't drink anything. Yeah.
Good.
So you know now the things. You're already going to yoga. And if you join Toastmasters, and then it's sort of like, I've got it. Then you need a metric. I have to have 3 dates a month, friend dates, or 2 dates a month, whatever you can handle. And you have to make that happen. But I think once you put the metric, it's easier to make the time for it. Because once you invite somebody out and they say yes, and then you find a date, it's like, oh, now I'm going. Like, it's when it's just all a vague conceptual thing of I need friends and I don't have time. Like, sure.
Good.
But there has got to be one cool person in the
I'm
vicinity
sure there's
of
a
where
bunch
you're
of cool
living.
people in this town.
But
I
all
just
you
have to
need is
figure out how to.
one to
Yes,
start with.
that's right.
One.
One
Because if
is
you find,
perfect.
because here's why. If you find one cool person, they probably have a friend already. So now
Who's
you get
also cool?
two for the price of one. Yeah. Yeah. And I would definitely go, I would just be like, I'm new. Because that, and here's where the truth of it is. You're new to this dating thing, friend dating. You can say, but you can just be like, oh, I'm new in town to friend dating. You know, you're just recontextualizing the truth of that. Because I think that brings up a lot of empathy in people. Like they've been at places, they've been new. It's like a good opener. Instead of like, I'm crazy and have no friends. I have a sound booth for, but I'm
40
new.
hours a week, like a mushroom.
Yeah, it's just an easy contextualization. It really lowers it automatically makes them understand, oh, well, of course she's then asking this stuff. Okay. Okay.
Yes.
This was good stuff.
Thank you so
Good
much.
business stuff to talk about.
Great.
Onward.
Onward.
Report back.
Thank you, Christine.
All right. Good work. Helen, see your hand up.
Hi.
Hi.
I just wanted to give a check-in about the job and stuff
Yeah.
talked about last week. So I'm very grateful that you even brought up the possibility of not taking it because that genuinely hadn't occurred to me.
And this is the job you would be you'd be assisting the designer.
Yes. And so it's been 2 weeks. So I did end up taking it because I was mostly very curious. Like I wanted to have the muscle of sending the counter offer. And it was a little odd how long she took to respond to me. Like I thought this would be a fat, like this whole process has taken way longer than I thought it would. However, now that I've started working for her, I'm like, and I'm around her kind of fire hose of information. I'm like, oh, you are just in complete overwhelm. And you are like a type A perfectionist, high functioning person. Like I get that you are getting things done. And I'm learning to navigate when to not expect her to be like, and here is the job and this is what you'll be doing, but instead for me to be like, okay, everything you just told me goes in the context pile. This one is a task, and I'm going to repeat that back to you that this is a task that you want me to do. And then I even went a step further and on after a remote day checked in and was like, here is everything I'm doing, and I'm gonna start asking of you. So, and all her response with all it has been like, oh my God, okay, yeah, great. Thanks. I'm so glad that you did this. Wow, great. I never would have da 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 da, da. Because she her brain is just in 20,000 places.
Yeah.
So yeah, I did the first week. It was, you know, kind of overwhelming. Like I said, she's a bit of a fire hose in terms of information. And just, you know, adjusting to a new job, adjusting to some new lingo, whatever, taking a lot of things in. this week is this going to be the same. But basically, I am doing her social media and doing, I will be styling for photo shoots. And in the meantime, she's giving me information that doesn't really apply to either of those jobs, but I'm kind of curious to know about how she runs her business. Like at one point, she like whipped out her contract and was like going through what her contract is. And I was like, I mean, this has nothing to do with Instagram, but yeah, tell me what your consulting rate is. Okay. So I'm kind of enjoying the weird wild ride, at least for now. And a thing that I'm very proud of myself for doing, and I'm going to continue doing, is I'm staying very organized, and I'm task tracking daily so that when we have our check-ins, I can be like, here is every single little thing that I'm doing for you,
Yes.
literally daily. I saw some TikTok about a corporate woman being like, make a spreadsheet that is like, here's the task, here's the time it took, and here's the value add. So
Right.
I might go that next level because right now it's just kind of a to-do list that I'm saving.
Yep.
So that's also why the first week was kind of overwhelming, is I'm like creating my own systems within the systems that I'm having to create for her, and I'm like this. And learning how to translate her. So that's that update. We'll see. What's also nice is she paid, you know, she is paying me under the table. So she Venmo'd me as soon as I was done. She was just like, okay, boop, boop, boop. So that's helpful.
Okay, great.
Yeah. And I'm hoping, similar to Karen Eileen said something about social media, like getting that inspired to then translate into your own stuff. And I kind of nudged her into a using a planner app that I was like, ooh, if I were paying this for me, I would pay that price. So I can learn some software that I can then use for myself. I don't know if I have any questions. The I'm just this is the first week dump. If you have additional thoughts on task tracking or best practices on any of this, I'd love to hear. The other thing is I've been working with one of my design clients I was getting really frustrated with because she doesn't like rugs in apparently, or not any rugs that I send her. And I was getting kind of resentful and checking in with myself and going like, ooh, it's be I'm resentful because I charged her the lower rate. And I am with the other clients have experienced an element of them being like, I trust you, whatever you think it is. And this one, she's like, nope, that's not it. Nope, that's not it. So I've talked myself back in, you know, I'm not feeling resentful anymore. But it was a good kick in the pants to be like, okay, I'm gonna have to get way more clear about what my packages are. And I'm starting to think about pricing with packages. Of like, okay, if it's this lower amount, it is really not going to involve a back and forth. It's going to be like, you want something from me, or here's a bunch of stuff from me. Goodbye. It's been delivered, exchange done. And then once we get up in pricing, then there can be more back and forth. I have a friend who is a graphic designer and artist. And she is working on a logo for me, and we're getting some branding that'll hopefully be up and running next month. I still only have two posts on my Instagram, but I have ideas brewing. I've done kind of like a joking like soft launch on my Instagram where I like post my Highfield home into my stories. I'm wondering if I like the idea of kind of plotting out a more hard launch and what that would mean. Should I ever include pricing on a website? Maybe not. How much do I want to have already on my profile? Do I want a website? And then there's also the element of I'm also, even though it's like, yes, I'm learning things from this job and I can see how I'm getting motivated to then kind of transfer. I'm also have experienced that, like, at the end of the day, I'm fucking tired. And I don't, you know, I'm gonna have to be really mindful that I don't just like have all these ideas and then never execute them on my own because I'm exhausted from the other person paying me. So I've been trying to make like little, like making the getting the Pinterest board to my friend for the logo was me being like taking a step. So I've had that's the other thing swimming in my brain is just how to have that balance of like don't use up all of my creative juices for that so that I can't then execute on my own. And I think it's just going to be a scheduling thing where certain days are for me and certain days are for her. And I'm already, and I've even kind of said this a version of this to her face, but I'm already like drawing very clear boundaries of like, she was like, oh yeah, I sent you a bunch of stuff to your email, like the email associated with her stuff, in the middle of the night. Don't worry about looking at them, you know, when I send them. And I was like, oh yeah, I don't even have that connected to my phone. Like, I am not,
Right.
like, let's be clear, I'm not thinking about you unless you're paying me. Yeah, so that's kind of the that's that. That's where I'm at.
Oh, so good. Yeah, especially in the beginning, our difficult clients teach us so much. That's where you're like, oh, okay. I mean, everyone has them in the beginning, and they're nothing to be afraid of. Yeah, there are some hard lessons that you're like, I wanted the money from that, but I learned it the hard way. Yeah, but they teach you all the little things that you can refine. And the goal with difficult clients is to learn everything from that and never repeat it. Like, you don't need to have four difficult clients, maybe two, and they each teach you different things, and then you can start spotting them a mile away, and then you're adjusting your stuff so you don't get them. They don't even are attracted to you. So proud of you. Okay, so let me say a few things. I just want to make sure that the under the table, being paid under the table, I was paid under the table once too. So it's not like I have a horn, but she can't line item on her Schedule C assistant. She has to be saying, if she's taking that expense off, it has to be some other thing.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what she's doing. It makes me, she said something when she asked for my Venmo. She was like, I think the IRS only cares if it's over 600, so I'm going to break this up into two payments. And I was like, okay. So she's also having an eye to like, this isn't on her taxes, is how I interpreted that.
I'm assuming
Yeah.
it's not. I'm
Yeah.
just sort of, for everybody listening to this recording, the person paying you has to be taking this and putting it as a different kind of expense so that it's not traced back to it, should they be audited. I mean, this is like, low odds. But you just have to be aware that were they to be audited, and if they put assistant, and then they would get your name, and then you would be audited for sure.
Right. She, it, yeah. I feel based on, she also dropped that she used to work in finance and used to work in banks. And I'm like,
Okay, good. So
I've,
then she knows how to fraud it out. No. Okay, great. And you're only working the hours she's paying you to work. Okay, great. So here's what's going to help with leaving some bandwidth for your own stuff. You're really smart, and you have organizational capacities that she doesn't have. So it would be very easy for you to step in and sort of like, even working just in the hours of doing just, I'm going to work a little bit faster because I can get the task done, but then I can also organize that shit for her.
Yeah, I'm even noticing that as I'm setting up the social media thing, I am looking for all of these shortcuts so that it's a streamlined, easy process. But I d then did have the thought, I'm like, oh, well, then I'll have more time for other stuff. Uh-oh. Okay. Got to be mindful that it doesn't become too easy.
Yeah, because working a system and doing familiar tasks takes less energy mentally than designing systems and like, oh, how do I organize this? And how do we implement new things? That takes mental energy. Just showing up to work and doing the tasks takes much less. There'll be a little bit of you doing that stuff for precisely what you said, so that then your life is easier in the job. But someone like you could go way overboard, even within the hours you're getting paid for. Those hours can be spent on different types of tasks, and you want them to be spent on the easiest stuff or stuff done in the easiest way. Okay. Because if she would like you to organize her business, well, then she can pay a consulting fee. Because that's a whole, that's the brain that you want to be putting on your business. But you'll get exhausted if you're doing it for two businesses. So you're not here to save her. You're actually not even here to, quote, improve her business. You're here to do the things she's paying you to do. And very often, smart, creative people like you go in and start seeing a lot of stuff that your boss isn't even seeing. And you're like, well, I can help with that, which is great if you wanted to climb the ladder there. But there's no ladder to climb there. Okay. So this is where you have to hold yourself back. Because any work you give her is going to improve her business. You don't have to improve the fucking infrastructure of her business, is what you want to build that. Okay. For you. Okay. So that will help save your energy. Are you going to get paid more when you style on those? Did you work that out?
So yes, and she didn't push back. She just took a couple of days to respond to my email. And what was kind of fascinating was in those 2 days, I was like, well, maybe I don't want this job. And then she wrote back and was like, yep, all of that sounds great. I was like, oh.
So you got what you asked for. Love it. Okay, that's very exciting. So then for your business, what would be your hesitancy with putting the pricing on your website if you had a website?
I think I have an idea that I think I've assumed that you would advise against it. I don't know. Because you would want or the idea of not having it is that then I can continue, because right now it's I feel a little bit like I'm making it up as I go. And obviously I don't want that to always be the case. I want some standardized things, but I think there might be a part of my brain that is like, well, there might be barter type situations, or I might want to be like, for you, this, you know? And so keeping it behind, you know, like they have to ask for it means that then I get to spend some time with the what would be required of me and be a little more specific about what I would need for it. And I think there's maybe a voice in my head that's like, if I list the prices, people will bail. Like they're more likely to pay me if we have a conversation about it or something. I don't know if that is, there's some kind of weird sense.
So, first of all, there is no right or wrong to putting your prices on or not. And there's certain scenarios where you should definitely not have your prices, and certain scenarios where it's like, yeah, it makes perfect sense to have your prices. Okay. Now, there are people out there who would argue, don't put your prices up. Because you want to have the sales conversation, which is what you were kind of alluding to. Like, after they've had a conversation with me, it'll be easier for them to want to work with me. Well, that depends on how good you are at the sales conversation. If you're not great at selling yet, or whatever, or you're, or like it's a weird thing for you, then that's probably going to work against you. Arguments on the other side of posting your prices is yes, some people will immediately be like, whoa. But then, great, you don't want to, they're removing themselves from the conversation anyway. And then you don't have to have the pricing conversation. That saves you bandwidth with someone who, well, I don't know your prices, so I don't know if I can afford you. Oh, whoa, now that I've heard them, I can't. And then you've just spent all this time with this person. I actually have always listed my prices because I'm like, if this is not in your ballpark, then we don't need to talk. I just am like, I don't want to have that conversation.
Right.
The whole idea of like, well, maybe for you, I'd want to offer a discount. All of the discounting, that's going to happen naturally. It's mostly going to come. Here's what's going to happen. Your friend is going to refer you to someone. That person is not even going to look at your website. They'll just show up and be like, so what's the deal? And oh, and then you tell them the price and you're like, that's a lot. And then you can be like, well, like that's all going to happen naturally, whether you have your posted prices or not. And some people don't even believe the posted prices. They're like, well, I'm here to get a discount. So like, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
It just matters of like what you like best as far as the client onboarding and enrollment process.
Okay.
You know, I have my prices posted for my most expensive offer, but somebody can't just buy that. We have to talk because I have to see if you're crazy because maybe I don't want to work with you for that many months. Like, or maybe that's not what you actually need right now. So you can post your prices and also have the requirement of a conversation first or fill out the form or whatever.
Okay.
So, and here's the thing. The minute you post your prices, you can change your prices. It doesn't lock you into anything.
Yeah.
And I would just try one thing. And then if you're like, I posted them, but it's interfering, and then you can take them off. Like, just try it and see what. Yeah. Yeah. So that's something you're sort of just going to figure out by trying it rather than trying to figure it out in advance.
But that's what I like to do.
Right. Yeah. No, just do it one way and then see how it feels.
Yeah.
It's exactly what we said when you were like, how much do I charge for this? And just like pick something you're comfortable with, and you will then know how to keep adjusting it. And you are, is that not proving true?
Oh, absolutely.
Right. But you had to like pick a price to start with.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
You don't have to have a website. Like it doesn't have to be this big fancy thing.
Yeah.
You can look. There's two ways to look fancy. Have a beautiful multi-page website that looks fancy, or be super minimal and just be like, whoa, she doesn't even need to say anything about herself. And it's just like, whoa, okay, that halfway in between those two is always like, huh, well,
Yeah.
So just start out with your logo. This is what I do. Here's how to contact, or here's how to work with me. It could just be a nice one pager, and you don't budge from that until you need to, until you're like, oh, I'm getting like, I need to expand my website.
Yeah. Well, the other kind of component of this is potentially, I mean, I will be credited as the stylist on her photos. So like I could begin to build a portfolio as a stylist on that site.
Yes,
I mean, and definitely. On my, and I had the stylist that I assist a lot. She was like, I'll link your stuff. What do you want me to link to? And I had her link it to Highfield Home, the Highfield Home Instagram. And I'm thinking that in general, I just send everything there, even though it's not my name, but I mean, it is my name, but it, you know.
Yeah, that works too. You could run your whole business
through Instagram.
Through Instagram.
Yeah.
Because as long as the link in your bio takes people to either like, here's my contact information or whatever, that's fine. And then you can run everything through your DMs. Like, want to work with me? DM me.
Yeah.
You could do a story with your prices, and then you just put it up there in a circle and it says pricing. And then I just click to watch that. Like, I know an organizer who all she's ever had is her Facebook page. She runs her whole business through her Facebook.
Yeah.
We just need somewhere on the web so that if I want to send someone to you,
There's a link.
Instagram's fine, just
Yeah.
somewhere.
Okay.
And you can have Highfield Home as a URL, highfieldhome.com, that
I already
sends
have
people to
it.
your Instagram.
Oh, I haven't done that. I had it. It's currently rerouting just to my actor Helen Highfield page. I could
You
just
can.
send it to Instagram. Duh. Duh. Okay.
Yeah, because the great thing about a URL that you own, that's your, is it's easy to say. Like if you're on a podcast or you're just at the grocery store, highfieldhome.com. Okay, great. Somebody can remember that or write it in their notes.
Right.
Versus like, well, I'm on Instagram and it's at the blah, 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 like.
Oh, and I have all these stupid underscores because the Highfield Home without anything in it is taken by someone renovating their house in Scotland or something.
Yeah. So if you have Highfield Home, just your URL, and then it sends them to Instagram, and you can run everything through Instagram until you decide you can't. It's getting too unwieldy and you need something else. Yeah. I never do anything in my business until I'm kind of forced to do it, till the business is like telling me I need to do it. Okay. Wow, I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
And congratulations on the job. Learn everything.
Oh, that was one last thing. When she was going through her contract, because she was like telling me about a meeting that she had, and she was kind of like grumbling about it. What she said that I want to steal, I don't know when I will need it, but I'm guessing kind of soon, is that she charges a higher consulting rate than her normal hourly fee. Like if you hire her to be your designer, her hourly fee is less than if you're just like, hey, what do you think I should do?
100%.
And so I need to figure out what that is for me because more and more my friends are like, what should I do with this? Like I got a DM that's like, here's a picture of my closet. What do I do? And I'm like, organize it. Get a, I don't know, get a like what?
Yeah.
Okay. So that'll be a future call.
What they're paying you for in that situation is all the hours it would take them to tool around the web and try to get all the tips and the. You're literally looking at their space and going, this is exactly what I do. Because like the friend who's a stager and an interior designer who did this thing, she's like, put your head in the blank wall, get the picture over here and get three things that go back here and then put up this panel here. So it looks, I do not have curtains in this room, but this is a panel of curtains that I've hung with my weird janky blinds in this room that makes it look nice. But that was all her. This whole everything you see here was her. And she told me that in like 2 seconds, and I went out and got the stuff. So, but for me to kind of go around going like to figure, like I would have to look at different backgrounds and how do you do a Zoom background? Like I could probably have figured this out, but oh my Lord, the amount of time that would have taken me.
No, I'm learning more and more that part of the reason people are hiring me is to make decisions for them, to not be their partner, and to just like shop for them or whatever.
Yeah, and to make it more pleasant. So much more fun to have somebody be like, oh, okay, do this and this, this. Like, now I'm excited about executing her plan. Now this feels like a little fun project instead of like, fuck, what am I gonna do? When am I gonna do it? And that's very valuable to people who have less time than money or less knowledge than money. And it's not like you have to have buckets of money. The person themselves just have to go, yeah, I'm not going to be able to figure that out, but I have a couple bucks and I want it bad enough.
Cool. Thank you.
You are a quick learner.
Once I get actually going, just
It's a
take
joy to watch, I tell you.
a Thank you.
Thank you, Helen. Eliana, I'm not calling you out. You don't have to come on. I'm just saying hi. But if you'd like to, we have time. But if you feel complete, that's okay too. No pressure.
Hi, Christine.
Hi.
Sorry. I'm not quite feeling complete, but I don't know coherently what my question is.
That's okay. Where are you? Like, how, what's going on?
I'm in the middle of a really, really busy stretch of my play production in New York.
Ah.
We are on our second preview. I have been getting notes every day for like the last 3 weeks. But
Wow.
it's been, you know, I'm really, I'm, it's been really interesting and I've learned a lot in this experience. And I'm really proud of a lot of what I've done and a lot of what I've changed. And my director is really great about this and I appreciate it. I'm also just really aware that like we will do as much as we can and we will run out of time like really soon. The clock is ticking. We have a press freeze. And so like there's we're seeing like 100 things wrong. We have the time and capacity to fix like one hopes like 78% is probably overly optimistic, but that's the hope. And I will And then, like, I literally can't change anything anymore. And so I'm also aware that there's like press is coming, and reviews are their own whole thing. One thing I have already decided to do is that I am going to write my own review. I'm just going to write my own review so that whatever the other reviews say, I can just read mine.
Oh, I love it.
It was like a goofy idea, but it's actually really been comforting to think about. So I'm going to do it. We're like the bulk of the rewriting that I have to do is done. I'm very clear that I have already climbed the tallest mountain that I am able to climb this time, and maybe next time I'll find out I climbed the wrong mountain and I'll go back. But like there are still little things to be done and little tweaks to be made, and I'm sort of in a place of trying to balance like finding the energy to do that because I'm feeling a little burnt to a crisp. It's just that the hours tech, so the hours are so long. And I'm trying to like see people and like be human. So I really appreciated and identified with Karen on these questions. Yeah, that's a little bit of where I am. So I guess the question that came out of that, I guess, is the sort of like time thing, the press thing, and sort of like managing all of the feedback that I have gotten and will be getting soon.
But you're doing it. Do you really have a question about it? You're just doing it. You're figuring it out, right? That's all you can do.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. You do. I heard this quote from somebody. They were talking to an artist. They're like, "How do you know the painting is done?" He's like, "When you run out of time." That's how you know it's done, when you run out of time. It's done. Apparently, this time around, it's done. Yeah. And please know that's everyone.
Yeah.
Hamilton was not like, we nailed it. We got 3 days to just hang out before anybody really sit. No, they know it's just a continuous work in progress. Things that they all the creative team wish they could have done before it opened. Yeah. How did you, because I remember the last time we talked, you had a lot of feelings about this New York project as far as like, I want to go, but they're not paying and I have to actually pay a lot more for myself than I thought I would. So how did you come to terms with that and settle in so that you could have a good experience?
It's been gradual and it hasn't been 100%. It's been a lot of the word that's coming to mind is not generous, griping with other artists about it's like it's been a little community builder because it's actually all of us. And it doesn't feel great, but it has been, there's been a sort of like level of community that has been shared. And that's been a sort of like nice connective experience. And I think I did just sort of reconcile like it is what it is, and having the larger conversation with myself around like, I have enough to be safe during this time. Like I'm not actually in a place of financial distress, and so like having gratitude for some of that, and also getting more serious about thinking about other ways of earning, and other projects to work on. But I think I just sort of like had a little conversation with myself about being present. I think it was also I realize this in the moment, but like pressing on strike buttons and bigger sort of like this is an injustice things that are just true and that can't be gotten away from. So yeah, I don't know. I don't feel 100% settled on it yet, but those have been the things that have been comforting.
That's good. That's good. Yeah. And have you felt like it has been a worthwhile experience, like with the growth and everything you're learning? Like, are you like, okay, well, at least I'm getting stuff from it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that the like one of the things that has been really surprising and that I've appreciated about this is actually how familiar it's felt. I've had other productions and there are things that are different in timelines that are different in scales that are different. But it's also been really heartening for me to be like, yeah, actually I know how to revise. Like there's like things that are surprising and mysteries, but I think I'm also really feeling the impact of the work that I've done before. And that's been really, really gratifying.
Oh, that is a really great thing to feel of like, oh no, I've got this. Like I know how to do this. Oh, I'm very happy for you.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. I've been thinking a lot. I've been trying to tune into calls whenever I can and been listening to a lot of the recordings. And I've been thinking a lot about just how grateful I am for the mindset tools I've learned because I know that I would may have been in a really different place about this if I hadn't had some of these grounded conversations and like the vocabularies and all of the things. It's really like very grateful.
I'm very happy to hear that. I'm glad. I'm glad. So, when is this whole experience? Okay, 2 points I'm looking for. When are you kind of done? Like, after it opens, is it just sort of like, huh, okay, I can breathe? Or is it when you come back home? Like,
The 29th is freeze. So that is the point at which nobody can tell me to change a line ever again. And like nobody can give notes. And so I think that's when it becomes really like I will see the show every night and I will see the things that go wrong in the show every night. And that's part of it. But like there won't be meetings and like that piece of it is over. And then I fly back on October 9th. And so that's when it's like back home, end of that process formally.
okay, so what do you need when you get back home in order to rejuvenate from this experience?
That's such a great question. I've been thinking about it a little bit. I think I really need the number that came to mind was like 2 weeks of nothing. Like a real, I also had, I shot a short film, which was a big, really big work sprint. And due to some, like the hurricane pushed our shoot dates. And so basically, I shot that short film and then the next day flew out. To New York. I was exhausted on a level that was, and like another thing that I've been reflecting a lot about is that when I first came into this program, I was really in a cycle of sort of crashing and burning. So I would like launch into a big project and then crash and burn. And partially just because I did not have the time to crash and burn. I do think I have gotten better at sort of like stabilizing in flight. And that's been really definitely seeing ways I could do it better. And I did have a big revision push. This was a hard lesson. I had a big revision push. In our last week of rehearsal, because that's the moment for it. And I got sick. And it wasn't COVID. I COVID tested every day for 6 days, but like my body was like, you're not moving, you're not going out. I felt really ill. Whole thing that I've done before and a place I've been in before. And so I was like, dang. I recognized it. But yeah, I think I do need just like a really long rest period because effectively it has been like 10 straight weeks of really long hours and really in like stimulating environments that I'm grateful to be in, but I know that I need a long time.
And when you got sick, do you think that was because was that sort of like just the film shoot on top of the demands in New York, or did you overextend yourself a bit when you got to New York, seeing people doing things?
So the I got to New York and there was like a adjusting to the time difference stretch, which was longer than I remember it being when I came to New York for college from California.
You're
I'm
older. Welcome to the rest of
older
your life. Oh my
I'm
God.
older. I was feeling that. So I had the time difference transition and I didn't feel great, but I didn't get sick. I got sick because I stayed up till 4 a.m. revising
Okay.
before a 10 a.m. meeting. And so like very, very clear and traceable. The reason that I stayed up till 4 a.m. was because a dear, dear friend of mine who I love so much was in town and she had a play reading. And I was like, I don't want to miss my friend's play reading, even though it was a day when I had gotten a ton of big notes. But I was getting a ton of big notes every day. And so I think there was a little bit of rebellion of like, I'm not going to let this get in the way of my thing. And then instead, what I sacrificed in that process was sleep. And so I like did that revision, had the meeting with my dramaturg to talk about it, did the like professional meeting with my publisher at noon, and then came back and slept for like 12 hours. I sent the script in, I went to rehearsal, and that day at rehearsal, I wore a mask because I was like, I feel terrible. But it was like the first day they were doing the new pages, so I felt like I had to be there. And then I missed the next day. I was like, okay, glad these new pages landed and I can't come in, I'll Zoom. So that was how that, I like recovered well enough. I'm proud of myself for staying home. But I got sick like 3 weeks after the jet lag moment. Like, so it was fully separated.
Yeah. I think you made great decisions. It was one event that you really wanted to go to for your friend. And I think if you hadn't had the film shoot, you may not have gotten sick from doing that push, you know? Yeah. So that sounds great. And this part, this 2 weeks when you get home, that is you taking those weeks is you being a professional. Because those are the 2 weeks that will enable you to do the next thing, whether it's looking for a job or building another stream of income or doing the next artistic project. And amateurs, and when I say amateurs, I mean still the amateur mindset. It's like, okay, so the New York thing is done, but I gotta come home and I gotta do this and I gotta. It's like, you can't.
Yeah.
If you want to protect the vessel from which everything comes as an artist, everything comes as a anybody, as an entrepreneur, everything comes from your vessel. And being a professional means holding yourself back sometimes so that you can then recover.
Yeah.
Because you can even see these quote unquote professional actors who go from job to job to job to job to job because, you know, you don't know when the next job is coming. So you take the next job, but they burn out eventually. Unless they're making so much money that they can insulate their life to a degree where they do have enough energy to go from job to job to job, job, job. But that takes money. But that kind of, I cannot stop is actually not a professional attitude.
Wow.
A professional attitude is I can go, but I have to replenish. Because that's what it takes to do my art. And my art is so important to me that I have to take this time. I have to build in this time. So it doesn't apply this time. But in the future, that's the other thing about negotiating contracts for your work. People are like, well, we need you for 2 weeks. It's like, yeah, but you have to pay me enough for 2 weeks so that I can take 2 weeks after that. Recover from the 2 weeks I'm going to spend here. It's sort of like people who say, wow, that person got $10,000 to give a speech. I'm like, and their speech was like an hour. I'm like, they didn't get $10,000 an hour. They had to fly and take the travel day before and take the travel day after, and they had to make sure they're not going to get sick. And then they had to write the speech and probably, you know, customize it for the event. That's hours and hours. It's not the hour on stage. So when you're thinking of being and bringing your art to something, truly artists need to be paid for the project time and the recovery time.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. I was already sort of, because we're getting sort of close enough to that time now that there's like attempts to schedule things in that time, I've already been feeling the temptation of like, well, I guess I could do that meeting. And it's like, no, you can't. I will actually put it on my calendar every day. Rest.
Yeah. It's recovery. And those 2 weeks have to be held just as sacred as the weeks you've been spending in New York or the time that you did for the film shoot. It wasn't like you were seeing somebody for lunch in the middle of your film shoot.
Yeah.
A professional holds the recovery time just as sacred as the art time, the creation time.
Yeah. Oh, I really appreciate that. One of the earliest questions I asked when I was like still really afraid to talk on these was about sleep. Because I have like historically really had trouble with sleep, and it's something that has really been improving, and I appreciate your coaching. And one of the first things I figured out, it's not relevant now because I'm not home, but was that I was like using the wrong kind of pillow. Like they make pillows for side sleepers, which I had no idea about. I thought everyone woke up with neck pain. So just wanted to thank you again for that. But like I've been reading Essentialism along with the book club, and there's the like protect the asset part.
Yeah,
And
that's
so I
what we're
really
talking
appreciate
about.
what you said. Yeah, the vessel thing. I've been reading there's a lot of chapters in Essentialism that I read over and over, and that's the one that I've been reading when I'm like anxious before bed to stop myself from scrolling because it just reminds me how important sleeping is. And then it's like, all right, I'll get to it.
Yep. And that is you being a professional. And what professional means to me is you're orienting all of the aspects of your life towards supporting the thing you want to do. It's like when you're an Olympic athlete, every facet of their life is oriented towards supporting the thing they want to do. That's professional level. Yeah. So awesome. I read Essentialism every year for a good 5-year stretch. It's such, I love going back to that book because it's just such basic stuff and it applies every time your life changes. Like if you're like, ooh, let me go back and like make sure everything's
Wow.
adhering to those values. Yeah, good stuff. I'm so happy for you and congratulations on the show and all the
Hey.
work you did. Yeah.
Thanks. I
Good to
really
hear
appreciate
from you. I'm glad you shared that with me.
it. Thanks.
Yeah. All right. Go off. Go off, everybody. I will talk to you again. Have a wonderful rest of this month. Take care. Thanks, Kate. Bye.